Today on this episode of AviatorCast, we talk about being thankful for flight.
Welcome, aviators, to another episode of AviatorCast. Load up your flight bag with useful flight training topics, interviews, and aviation passion. Let's kick the tires and light the fires. Coming to you from Angle of Attack Headquarters in Homer, Alaska, here's your host and flight instructor, Chris Palmer.
Welcome, aviators, to another episode of AviatorCast. It is awesome to have you guys here. My name is Chris Palmer. I'll introduce myself in a moment here. But first, on this podcast today, we're going to be talking about a perspective on today's aviation. And basically, what we have to be thankful for is what this episode is all about. When this is coming out, it's going to be about Thanksgiving time 2021. And of course, if you listen to it at any time, everything here is still relevant. But just want to share some of these things. So first, a perspective on today's aviation and what we have to be thankful for and what we have to be thankful for in the aviation community at large, because I think that's one of the best parts of aviation right now, and I'll share why. A few things that I am particularly thankful for, especially in particular for 2021. And then I have a little challenge for you guys at the end that's going to be pretty fun, and I want you to participate in that. I think it's going to be very worthwhile. So for those of you that don't know who I am, my name is Chris Palmer. I founded a company, Angle of Attack, about 15 years ago. Angle of Attack does a lot of things at the core of what we do. We teach, we educate, we share. We have a flight school here in Homer, Alaska. That is kind of where the professional side of what we do comes from. So we are actively teaching real students how to fly. All disciplines from the very beginner student pilot all the way up through obviously private, instrument, commercial, CFI. We do all those things. We also share, like I said, a lot of what we do through Instagram and YouTube. We're quite popular there if you haven't seen us there before. And if that isn't enough, if you need official help and training wherever you are in the United States, we do online ground school. And that helps you get your certificate with those FAA written tests that are required. So even if you can't come here to Alaska to train with us, we have a world-class online ground school that you can take part in. I am your instructor in that ground school. So if you like my style, you'll like that ground school. So we're going to dive in today and talk about some things to be thankful for. I'm not quite sure how long this podcast will last. It'll definitely be under a half hour, but I just want to share some perspective for all of us. I think it's good to have perspective during the holiday season. Obviously, when it's Thanksgiving time, it's good to look back and kind of take stock of where we are and how good things are. So I do like to, exhibit that thankfulness, look for those things that we do have to be thankful for. So I want to talk first about aviation at large, and I'm calling this a renaissance of aviation. I really think that we have a lot to be thankful for in today's day and age to be aviators. We are very lucky to be where we are at this time. So first off, is it not true that airplanes and avionics are more advanced than they've ever been? I mean, look at all of the tools that we have at our fingertips. We have amazing advancements in aerodynamics and structural engineering. And even if you look to kind of some extreme examples of the fact that SpaceX is putting people into space regularly now, I mean, like very regularly. We just had the first civilian flight to space from SpaceX, which was very, very cool. People that weren't astronauts, I thought that was a very cool mission, inspiration for. We've got brand new transport aircraft with the 787, Airbus A350, 737 MAX that just have some of the craziest technology you've ever heard about in an airplane. It's just amazing what's out there now. And of course, we're seeing a lot of that spill over to general aviation with things like Autoland that Garmin has come out with. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but in some smaller airplanes, Garmin can work in harmony with its autopilot system and its avionics system to auto land the airplane during an emergency. So if you have an engine failure let's get really extreme. If for some reason the pilot became incapacitated, say with a heart attack or something, the family could literally press this panic button and it would choose the nearest airport. It would make all the radio calls for you. It would choose the runway and everything, and it would go and land the airplane for you. Literally, I'm not kidding. That's exactly what it does. It would do everything for you and everyone would be okay. Garmin just came out with this thing called Smart Glide, which is more prevalent in their avionics. And so some of the newer GTN series navigators, they have Smart Glide, which will actually tell you right away if you have an engine failure. It'll tell you what airport to go to and if you can make it and which runway to line up on and blah, blah, blah. It's amazing. It's amazing. All of those things are becoming available to us in our cockpit. Of course, you guys know, and I'll talk about this a little bit more here in a few minutes, but you guys know that I've upgraded my airplane this year to be in the 21st century. Been releasing a lot of YouTube videos on it, and I have a lot of that, not that exact technology, but a lot of amazing technology in my airplane, which is a 1963 172. Now this thing is just a beast of an IFR machine, and I'll even be getting an autopilot for it someday. It's just an amazing, amazing tool. So we really are in this amazing place in aviation just with the technology that's available. And you look at even the iPad in ForeFlight. I mean, come on. Give me a break. I'm actually looking at my iPhone right now. It's even on the iPhone. It's crazy the ability we have the things we have that give us those abilities here in today's day and age. So those are all really cool. Kind of the technology behind aviation right now is just an amazing, amazing time in this renaissance. Learning has never been easier with great online information. So obviously we have tons of YouTube videos out there. We've got, channels like mine that are very education focused channels. We've got online ground school through these video courses and like mine as an example, and there's some other great people out there, but mine as an example, here I am. I'm a flight instructor in Alaska. I run a flight school. I actively teach students. Happens that we're pretty dang good at video here too. It's just the professional background I have. And so then we can deliver that training background, that training product, that training expertise to you wherever you are via the internet. How amazing is that, that we can share information like we are? It's just very, very cool. There's just so much good information going around aviation right now. We really have a lot of tools available to us because of that online ability. We have a global look at, this is kind of like a deeper level thing where with all of the accidents and all the trends and all the things that we could look at in aviation with technology, we also have the ability to look and analyze through data and things like safety trends and how we can do better and where we can do better. All of that stuff is becoming very granular, where more and more we're finding these corners of aviation where we can improve even more. And sometimes that means, hey, we need to start early and we need to train people better. Sometimes that means, hey, we need to train people better after they become pilots, or hey, these are where the accidents are happening. And so we need a training initiative throughout all of aviation through the FAA to make sure that we address some of these things. So there are a lot of great things that have happened in aviation because of that, just things, again, to be really grateful for. I think accessibility in aviation is something we should be really grateful for right now. It's at an all-time high. You know, it's easy to pull up Google and find a local flight school. It's easy to find friends that are also flying. It's accessibility is just at an all-time high. Like you don't have to buy an airplane. You don't have to like immediately know someone to get into aviation. You can kind of search your way through it, if that makes sense. And it's just down the street, in a lot of places in the United States. So we are very lucky to have that accessibility to aviation. I know it's not perfect everywhere because there are some people that live rural, and even rural isn't always the issue. Sometimes when you're living in a major city, I know that people that live in Manhattan have a very difficult time flying because there isn't an airport nearby. It's hard to get to an airport. But you still have access to that community as well, which we'll talk about next. There are just so many resources as well in aviation right now, not only online resources, but local clubs, communities, get-togethers, you know, training courses, initiatives. It's just, there's just so much out there that you could spend so much time with. So that's kind of the renaissance I see in aviation right now. I just think that it's an amazing time to be a pilot. Now I want to talk about our unique community, because this is the thing that I'm really driven by a lot of the time. And I think you guys have probably seen that if you follow me on social media. It's really unique right now because we can connect with aviators through social media, no matter where we are in the world. So here I am, and this just regular, ordinary person in Alaska at this little flight school. And I would say that I have, I don't know, I feel like if I really wanted to, I could be a loner where I am. There are plenty of people that come here to be hermits, but I would say that I have such a great amount of real friends that I have met through social media that are pilots and so on. Like, I'm talking like someone from every state. Like, I know so many people and so many good, dear friends that I've met through social media that I'm actually friends with in real life, that live many different places in the US. And so it's just this amazing opportunity that no matter where you are, even if you plan to just stay local, to meet pilots where you are. Maybe you go flying together. Maybe you go to events together. Maybe you just hang out and talk about aviation. Maybe, I don't know, but it's so encouraging and so helpful to have that community. And it's really a community that we can build for ourselves, really. I just really think the social part of social media has been so helpful. Actually be social in person. It's just really, really cool. I'm meeting new people and new friends all the time. And because people know who I am through social media, they come here and they fly with me. And I feel like every summer and every year as I run my business and have a flight school and not only train local people, but people from that are vacationing, I meet new friends every year, people that I have great experiences with. I mean, I had some really cool flying experiences this summer from people that I didn't even know before they showed up. And then we ended up becoming friends at the end. That's just kind of the person I am. But, you know, someone that came and they proposed on my airplane, and someone that, I don't know, just people that came to visit that really appreciated it, and people I've been talking to on social media for a while. So just a really cool experience. So that part of aviation right now is just so amazing. I'm thankful for all those friends that I've met and continue to meet. These events that we have, like AirVenture, how cool is that? They've really snowballed into these big, huge, powerful events. And it was really great to be at AirVenture again this year. And I'm just so thankful for that. Thankful for what that means. And I just had a great time. And I have a great time every time I go. I think this next year is going to be a little bit different because I'm going to involve my family a little bit more. Not sure what that'll look like. I have two little boys, so could look a little bit different. But how cool is it that we can get together as a community and at an event like that? That is just, it's pretty unique, honestly. I mean, I know that I'm kind of tunnel vision on aviation, but there's just not a lot of gatherings like that unless you're talking about music festivals or something. Like, aviators are very tight people. We really enjoy getting together for these events. So very cool there. aviation, the community is very supportive across the board. And I think that's one thing you learn as you go through your different ratings and things, different certificates, is we all got to where we are in aviation by getting help from others. And there's this reciprocity that we help those that are coming up as well. And it's not everywhere in aviation. Obviously, there are those in aviation that are just there to make money and they don't care. But by and large, there is a huge supportive network in aviation, no matter where you're at. You know, it's just really, really cool. And above and beyond everything else, just being a part of this community is amazing. I've really enjoyed it. I will even be as bold to say that I don't know if I would enjoy flying half as much as I do if it weren't for the community. I'm pretty sure I wouldn't. Now, I really do get a lot out of flying an airplane. There is a lot of like personal deep stuff that I get out of having that perspective on the world and being my best self and having worked for that goal. But if I didn't have the community to share it with, to share in that common love for things, to share the videos that I do or these podcasts. I just, like, that's a lot of what aviation is to me. So I just think it's really amazing being a part of this community. So I'm thankful for that. So hope you guys see that too, like that there's a huge renaissance in aviation and that, you know, we're all very lucky and blessed to be a part of this aviation community. Just want to share a couple things in my sphere this year that have been impactful, things that I'm grateful for. I'm broadcasting today, for example, from my hangar, which I'm very grateful for. I started out the year in this hangar. In fact, it was about a year ago that I got in the hangar in November. And it's just been a big game changer, creating content, having the airplane in here warm and dry all the time and ready to fly. It's a good family space. It's a good workspace, good studio space, good study space, good creative space. It's just a perfect place to be. So kind of started off the year there. Then I bought an airplane. It's the same one I've been flying, the same one you guys would have seen, but I haven't owned it. And that's 2-3 uniform, a 1963 172. And kind of took that leap because the next step was to upgrade the airplane to IFR, to the 21st century. Go through this kind of, as I'm calling it, extreme makeover panel edition, where the entire panel was redone. So you guys have maybe seen some of that, but all that's being released on YouTube right now, that process. And it is a big process because I flew the airplane down to Wisconsin to do that. Very grateful for that experience there and back. Saw a lot of amazing things. Accomplished a lot of amazing things, had some great times with my friend Daniel that I flew with, and really grateful for the safety that we had throughout that flight. There were some hairy moments here and there, but that is to be expected going along that route, but just really grateful for that whole process. Had a really busy, crazy, successful summer this year. Obviously, getting that plane back for the summer flying season was my entire goal. And we flew the pants off this 172 this summertime and saw a lot of cool things, met a lot of cool people, had a lot of students that made progress. So really, really, really happy about that too. It was a very good summer and one that I won't soon forget. And it was a little bit, I wouldn't even say it was like, oh yeah, it was the greatest, funnest summer I've ever had. It was cool, dude. No, it was a lot of work. Obviously getting this plane done, bringing it back here. We got back here in May, getting this plane back here. I wanted to put the plane to work and it was a lot of work. I worked harder this summer than I ever have, but it was just very cool to have the airplane here and working hard. Kind of living my dream of aviation. So AOA is growing well. I'm very thankful for that. We just hit 100,000 subs on YouTube. Thank you, subscribers. If you're not subscribed, head over there. and it's just been going well. I have, you know, things that I want to fix, things that I want to achieve. I want to be bigger, better, stronger, multiply my efforts, so on and so forth, but really, really, really good year. So that's that. And I hope you guys can also look back on your year, and I'd love to hear about things you're thankful for through email or some other form, Instagram messages. Would love to hear what you guys have to say, because it's been a great year. So what are you thankful for? Let me know if you have a way to do that. So for our challenge to end this, words matter, and there is likely someone in your life that has helped you throughout your aviation journey, big or small, but I want you to do something. I want you this Thanksgiving, and even if you're not getting this during Thanksgiving, okay, this goes for any time you listen to this podcast, I want you to text or call a mentor and check in. First off, just check in, see how they're doing, say hi, so on and so forth. It's not going to be loaded, except it kind of is loaded, because you're going to let them know how their support has affected you, and you are going to thank them. All right, so that's your challenge. Text or call a mentor of yours and check in. Let them know how their support affected you and thank them. That's your challenge from this episode. I don't always give you guys a challenge, but this is an important challenge, okay? So that's it. I just wanted to kind of do a fun Thanksgiving episode this time, and I think it's good to put that gratitude out there into the world. So hope you guys enjoy the podcast. Word of mouth goes a really long way. So first off, if you guys can review the podcast on the platform that you are using, that's really helpful. Giving it 5 stars helps. Leaving a review helps. But more than anything, if there's a place where you can share it and tell others about it, that is the most important part. So I don't know if it's Facebook, Instagram, just telling your friends, telling your flight school, whatever, share the podcast. That's really great. Thank you so much for doing that. Get the word out there. Of course, if you are going through any official capacity of training, please come check us out for online ground school. It helps support Angle of Attack, keeps us going here. And we have some great products for you guys, some great courses. And we'd love you to come and learn about those aviation topics with us from the perspective of this flight school, this experience, this expertise that we have here in Alaska. And we can bring it home to you wherever you are within the FAA system in the United States. And of course, if you're going through a check ride soon, we have Check Ride Ace, which will help prepare you for that big day. So those are the things you can do to help us if you enjoy this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Really, it's great to have awesome listeners. When I think of this podcast, it's a little interesting because there's not really like a way for you guys to comment on one location. It's like I'm releasing a YouTube video and that's where the comments are, or an Instagram post and that's where all the comments are. Like, I actually don't hear from you podcasters very often. So sometimes it's a little bit discouraging. It kind of feels like I'm just talking to the wind. But then now and again, and actually fairly often, and thank you for those that have written, but some of you write in and you say, "Hey, Chris, your podcast has done X, Y, and Z for me. Thank you so much. It's awesome. And I decided to become an aviator because of it." Like, I've really gotten emails like that. So wherever you are, no matter what stage you're in your training, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for fighting the good fight, because it is a battle. It is work to achieve your aviation dreams. And I encourage you to keep doing that. So again, you honor me by doing the work and doing good things in aviation. So keep that up. All right. So that's it for this episode. I'll catch you guys next time. And until then, throttle on.
We sincerely thank you for joining us on Aviator Cast. Please subscribe through your favorite podcast service and leave a review. Check out more flight training resources at angleofattack.com. There you can find this podcast, many free aviation training videos, as well as online ground school for private instrument, commercial, and CFI. Got a check ride coming up? Check Ride Ace from Angle of Attack is your ultimate companion, guiding you through the process so you can conquer your big day. Thanks once again for joining us on Aviator Cast. Turn left, contact Ground Point Niner.